And now we move on to a tour with a difference. We kick things off with this next feature. Now, this feature is about an urban safari with a difference. This is an organic experience that must be tried by tourists and locals alike, that boasts something for everyone, all the while exploring Cape Town in an old school microbus or combi for all of us South Africans, as we love to affectionately call it, the combi, yes. And now I do have Drew Campbell, who is on the line, but I'd just love to just let you know that he is the co-founder, and it was Drew Campbell and Sophie Bagheri who launched KIF Combi Tours in January early this year. And the tours range from historical to being foodie enriched, as well as being Kasi based, yes, exploring the townships, and also covering and all the while doing that and covering a large expanse of the mother city. So joining us now telephonically is co-founder Drew Campbell. Yes, and I would love to start off, Drew, by saying season's greetings. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak to us here in Cape Talk. This must be most busiest time of the year. So I thank you very much for that.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. And I must say, I was quite intrigued by just the whole setup of KIF Combi Tours. And I'd like to start off just by asking you this question before I inquire about what activities you have set up for 2018. Why the name KIF?
So the name KIF, I grew up in Maritzburg in KZN until the age of 9. So the word KIF was kind of thrown around a lot to describe something cool or awesome, similar to the word dope, I guess.
Yes.
I think a lot of the Durban surfers used it to describe waves, and it's kind of like slang that's spread to the rest of South Africa now. So, yeah, it'd be like the vibe of our sort of company.
And it is actually quite fitting. I mean, considering that, you know, when it comes to conducting your tours, that it's done in a combi. I love the whole aspect, and I love the fact that it's just very relaxed. It's the kind of tour that people can just create for themselves. It's quite laid back and also quite chilled. So it is definitely quite fitting. And I understand that just from what I've also read as well, that there's also a KIF backstory. So what inspired you to start KIF Combi Tours, and what is your KIF story?
Okay, so the KIF story is, as I mentioned, I grew up in Maritzburg until the age of 9. I actually then moved to Australia with my family. And then I came back to Cape Town 4 years ago just as a tourist for the first time as an adult. Fell in love with the city, decided that I needed to come back. And when I got here, there was something missing in the tourism industry. A lot of the tour operators here are kind of like one size fits all, kind of like very generic. And Cape Town's a very cool city. So that's the idea of where KIF Combi Tours kind of started, yeah.
And, you know, I must say, it is quite different from all of the tailored tours that we find, ones that tend to kind of maybe focus on the glamorized side of Cape Town, as opposed to exploring all of the facets. So I definitely do just appreciate how this is definitely an alternative Cape Town tour with a difference. And, you know, since launching KIF Combi Tours earlier this year in January, how successful has it been? And also, what were the challenges in launching KIF Combi Tours?
Cool. So, yeah, like most sort of small businesses starting, it was a little bit slow. So we had to kind of convince people that our product was awesome and we could offer something very different to the rest of the market. And then since July, it's kind of just kicked off. Hey? So each month since July has beaten the last in terms of numbers. So it's been going very well. So as you can imagine, this summer's been completely crazy. Good times ahead.
And that's exactly what you guarantee, just a good and unique time when you are on a KIF Combi Tour. Now, whilst we are on that subject of having a guaranteed good time, could you please just give us an idea of what a KIF Combi Tour is like? Can you walk us through a typical day from beginning to end?
Okay, cool. So we offer five different experiences. Our kind of flagship experience, if you like, is the Urban Safari. Most of our tours are picked up at mid to late morning, so between 10 and 12. So the Urban Safari, we kind of want to show people culture, history, the cuisine of Cape Town, as well as the beauty. So all of those facets in one tour. So for the Urban Safari, we go to Boorkop, District 6, kind of explain the history of Cape Town. Very, very unique suburbs there, and relate the apartheid history. We then have lunch at Devil's Peak Brewery, where people can try the local craft beer, which is amazing in Cape Town. We then drive through the Woodstock Street Arts project, which is one of the highlights for everyone coming to Cape Town. From there, we drive around the mountain through Constantia, Half Bay, do Chapman's Peak Drive, the most scenic drive in the world, in my opinion. Then we have wine tasting at Cape Point Vineyards, also one of the most scenic wine farms in Cape Town, in my opinion. And then we finish the tour off with a secret sundowner spot, looking over Clifton Beaches.
Oh, that is fantastic. That sounds like just the ultimate Cape Town tour that encompasses everything. It's quite an action-packed day, isn't it?
Correct, yeah. That was our aim when curating that sort of tour. And we also offer four other tours. A Stellenbosch experience, which is called the Wine, Beer and Biltong Safari. And that's pretty much someone who's after a Cape Town cuisine extravaganza. So as you can tell by the name, you got lots of good wine, craft beer. There's actually a biltong and wine pairing, and then we also have a Sarafkin Braai. And then we have a craft beer safari. As you can imagine, that's a day full of craft beer. And then we've got the gin jol, which is, again, focusing on the unique gins that Cape Town have to offer.
And and it's actually quite fascinating. We've become the gin capital of the world, so I hear, so I've read. So, I mean, it's quite fitting that you have that as part of the tour.
Correct, yes. So a lot of the local distilleries here are using Fynbos to infuse their gin. So it's actually gins that you can't try anywhere else in the world. And it's actually become such a trend at the moment. And people are actually coming to Cape Town to drink gin, which is quite cool.
And that's fantastic. And I'm really tempted to also just want to book a tour for a couple of friends and myself. But now just as you're describing just the typical day, you refer to it as an urban safari. Why do you choose the word safari to describe Kif Kombi tours?
Well, I think it's just a play on words, really, because in Swahili, safari actually means journey. So urban safari, urban journey. And also, I suppose, a lot of the street art murals that we visit in Woodstock, they actually have a lot of animal conservational pieces. So I suppose, in a way, it is kind of like going on a safari.
And that's exactly that is exactly what it feels like, you know. And it's quite a journey. It's quite an adventure, and it's one for everyone. And now, as I'm asking about everyone, I just out of curiosity, I'd like to inquire: is there a specific age that or age group that these tours are targeted for, or that have that they've been created for specific age groups in mind, or can anybody be able to benefit from the urban safari?
So we found it's been attractive to the younger generation. However, we've absolutely loved having the young at heart come for a jol too. So it's for everyone, really. Yeah.
Yes, and you know, I've just as you're describing the tours, I've also just picked up that they also encompass alcohol. So is there anything that's tailor made or created for children in any way?
So obviously children are welcome on board. It just means they can't indulge.
Yes, of course. Yeah, no, that would not be responsible. that would not be appropriate. Yes. So you do have, or there is the option of having a family Kif Combi tour. Something can be worked out. Okay, fantastic.
Sure. Yeah.
And especially that would be especially quite fitting this festive season. And then also, as I was reading more about Kif Combi tours, I was actually quite pleasantly surprised, and just love the fact that actually that Kif Combi Tours is actually an alternative tour with a purpose. Could you tell us more about the local charity that you support and why did you choose them specifically?
Cool. So yeah, we support the Homestead Project for Street Children. So I think it's, as a company in Cape Town, I think it's very important to give back to the community in some way or another. Unfortunately, in Cape Town, there's quite a big begging culture for street kids, and I think it's very important for people coming to Cape Town, tourists and visitors, to know that begging isn't going to help them. However, giving to a charity such as the Homestead Project for Street Children is a better alternative, because it actually gives them a future. It teaches the kids, it gives them activities to do, it houses them. So yeah, I think that's quite important when doing business in Cape Town, to give back a little bit.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's absolutely important, regardless of what sector your business is part of. There has to be a sustainability leg. I mean, it's about giving back at the end of the day. And I definitely do commend you for doing that. And, you know, it's just such sustainability programs like what you support, the local charities. I mean, it makes such a huge difference.
Yes, it really does.
Yes, no, absolutely. And so I definitely commend you on that. And then now moving on to the million-dollar question. It is New Year's Eve, the New Year's Eve weekend. So do you have any specific events that are lined up?
Okay, so unfortunately we are,
yes,
as you can imagine, fully booked until the end of the year.
Yes.
But we do have plenty of space available on the 1st and 2nd of January. I think people haven't booked them because I think they're a little bit of scared of what their hangover might be on the first. But
yes, Babalas is expected. Yeah,
exactly. The offer's there, so if anyone wants to come on a hangover tour, we're available for those days.
the hangover tour.
Yes. But one of the companies we have a very strong partnership with, one from Cape Town Hostel, they're actually hosting an event called the Mother City Campout Festival, which is on the Yarnton Reebok Cricket Fields in Tambleclough. So there's plenty of tents available, so there should be an awesome event. If anyone wants to get around that, it should be a really cool night out.
Oh, fantastic. And you know, for this weekend also, just something that also just crossed my mind is, will there be any specific custom tours that people can actually be able to, or that you'll be able to organize on their behalf? Or will that be possible?
Yeah, as mentioned, we chock-a-block this weekend. So unfortunately, not this weekend. But as I said, 1st, 2nd, we're available, so give us a call. Yeah.
And also after New Year's Day, well, New Year's Day and onwards, there'll still be that option.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Okay, of course. Definitely. Okay, perfect. And then how can one actually book a tour, Kif Combi tour? How can they go about that?
So on our website, www.kifcombitours.co.za.
And then could you give us just an idea of the different types of pricing, just so that people can, just be able to arrange something?
Okay, cool. So our Urban Safari, our most popular tour, is 680 Rand per person. That includes lunch, wine tasting, Chapman's Peak fees. And then the Craft Beer Safari is 750 per person, including all tastings at four different craft breweries, including a craft beer and food pairing. And then the Jinjo is 770 per person, including all tastings, including a chocolate and gin pairing and a food and gin pairing and a drink at the Secret Gin Bar. And then our road trip to Cape Point and Penguin Tour is 750 per person, including all entry fees, a packed lunch, Chapman's Peak fees. And then finally, our wine, beer, and biltong Stellenbosch experience. It's 800 per person, including a wine and beer pairing. Sorry, a wine and biltong pairing. A South African braai, craft beer tastings, and also wine tastings.
Oh, fantastic. And, you know, it is New Year's Eve. There may just be wine and beer pairings that people may have on their own. So, you know, that could definitely happen. And then also, just to give an idea, how many people can you accommodate per tour?
We can accommodate up to 13 people.
Up to 13. Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And before we wrap up this the conversation about KIF Combi Tours, what are your plans for next year? What can we expect? Who will you be partnering up with?
Next year, hopefully bigger and bigger, better things. Hopefully more combis on the road. And we are very keen to partner up with some local townships. Organizations, hopefully start up a new township tour heading out there, and yeah.
Oh,
field.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Well, Drew, I'd love to just say thank you so much for speaking to us here at Cape Talk. I'm definitely booking a tour sometime next year. Let's just say after January. You know what kind of month January can be, but I will definitely book a KIF Combi tour. That'll be on the to-do list for 2018. Thank you so much, and wishing you all the best for the new year ahead. May you continue to grow from strength to strength.
Thank you so much for having me on board. Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you so much.